Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 10, where the king of the Ammonites has sent two Israeli men back to Jerusalem with their beards shaven off. So how did King David respond after these men returned to him in this way? Well, this, no doubt, infuriated King David. It was a sign of mockery. And being the good king that he is, he pastors these embarrassed men in a most wise way. He tends to them in a way that spares their shame and embarrassment. He doesn't let them come back to Jerusalem immediately, but rather he allows them to stay at Jericho until their beards can grow back and they can walk proudly through the streets again. But when the Ammonites saw that they had infuriated David, they got ready for a war, and they started hiring mercenary soldiers in order to bolster their number of fighting men. But like I said, King David doesn't back down, and he sends Joab and his mighty men to the battle lines to defend the honor of these men and the honor of God. So fellow believers and followers of Christ, the enemy has drawn up battle lines all around us. Therefore, we must fight. We must be resolved to this. Any man, any husband and wife team, any Christian who is not resolved to fight in this war, who has folded, who has sunk back, who has turned their eyes away from the battle, has not only put themselves in grave jeopardy, but also those around them, namely their families. So listen to the call of Joab in this chapter to be of good courage, to be courageous as we walk out this life with Jesus day by day. As you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our national change makers in Myanmar. And also remember the Hindi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya.